In our previous year, we learned that there were two opinions regarding the eventual placement of the Arayin, whether it was taken into Bavel or it was hidden away. Today we're going to talk more according to the Shita that the Arayin was hidden. What's the story? When did it happen? How did it happen? So in order to understand a little bit the history, we all know that there were two groups of kings in the Jewish history. Malchus Yehuda, which came from David HaMelech. But after a couple generations, it splintered off into Malchus Yisrael. Now when we say the history, we like to say that the Malchus Yehuda were very big tzaddikim. And Malchus Yisrael, that's where the Rishoyim were. But that is not the case. That's not true. Unfortunately, there were quite a bit of Rishoyim that were descendants and kings of Malchus Yehuda. One of the most notorious Rishoyim was the King Menashe. The King Menashe was a terrible Oyved Avodah Zorah, to the extent that he actually removed the Arayin from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and brought Avodah Zorah there as well. He was so involved in Avodah Zorah, it's hard to understand. But to give you an idea of what was going on, there's a famous Gemara, Sanhedrin Kuf Beis Amud Beis, where Rav Ashi is giving a shir, and he says, oh, I'm going to speak tomorrow about this terrible person, Menashe. And Menashe comes to him in a dream, and he has this big lomdisha discussion with Menashe. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi turns to Menashe, and he tells him, Me'acher dechachmisu kuli hai. Since you're so smart, why did you do Avodah Zorah? You don't understand. How could you be so foolish to serve Avodah Zorah? So the Gemara says that Menashe told Rav Ashi, this is the great Rav Ashi who wrote the Gemara. He says, ha! You're telling me why I served Avodah Zorah? If you would have lived in my time, the taiva for Avodah Zorah was so strong, you would pick up your hem, which in other words, you would, in order to run faster, you would run to Avodah Zorah. You would be addicted to Avodah Zorah. That's what Menashe tells Rav Ashi. The point is, it's hard for us to understand, but the fact is that Avodah Zorah was a very, very big taiva then, and unfortunately, Menashe and his son Amoin, they were kings of Malchus Yehuda, and in their time, there was Avodah Zorah was rampant in Bnei Yisrael. We know that Chizkiyah HaMelech didn't want to have children because he saw Ruach HaKodesh that he would have such Rishoyim. But the Eibishter said, you have to do your part. What will be, will be. But there were good things that came out of it. The good thing that came out of these Rishoyim was they had a Einokel. And his name was Yoshiyahu. And our story begins with Yoshiyahu. The story is recorded in Melachim Beis, Perek Chav Beis. Basically, Yoshiyahu decides that he wants to do a complete Avodah Zorah cleansing of Bnei Yisrael. It's time for Yidden to do complete Shuva, and he wants to get rid of all the Shmutz, all the Avodah Zorah that his father and grandfather had put in, unfortunately, into Klal Yisrael. So, he decides he's going to renovate, and he's going to really, really make beautiful the Beis HaMikdash, take out any semblance of Avodah Zorah, and purify it and make it ready for the Eibishter's house to be the Beis HaLikim. So, you have to understand the characters of our story. So you have Yoshiyahu, and you have Chilkiyahu. Chilkiyahu was the Kohen Gadol of the time. And he basically tells Chilkiyahu that I want to give you a lot of money, and I want you to start purifying, renovating, remodeling, cleansing the Beis HaMikdash. Chilkiyahu is so happy. Now we can finally serve the Eibishter properly. While they're going, Chilkiyahu finds a sefer. Look in Pasuk Ches. Vayoymer Chilkiyo Akoyin Agodel Al Shofon Asoifer. There was the lead scribe of the time, his name was Shofon. And Chilkiyo tells Shofon the following thing. Sefer Torah Matzasi Beveis Hashem. I found a Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, and I found it open, and I want you to read it. And the Navi tells us that they read it, and everyone got nervous, and everyone's trying to do tshuva, and it was terrible things. And look in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayhi Kishmoya Melech Es Divrei Sefer HaTorah. And it was when the king heard what was written in the Sefer Torah, Vayikras Begodov, he ripped his clothes. But what was written there? What was so shocking? What was so earth-shattering that made everyone so nervous and everyone tear kriya? The Torah doesn't tell us, the Navi doesn't tell us what was written. But the Gemara does. This is the Gemara, Masechta Yuma, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Ra'a Shekosuv. They saw that it was opened up to a part of the Sefer Torah that says, Yoylech Hashem Itcha V'smalcha Shetokim Melecha, that referring to Golos, that you and your king are going to end up in Golos. So they understood that the Churban, the time of destruction, was near. And they all try to do tshuva. He hoped that if I do tshuva, things would change. And pretty much the Eibishter said that it will be pushed off a little bit. I don't think it was in his time. But the gzeda is already there. We cannot help it. You are going to end up in Golos. Now we know, in addition to Sefer Melochim, we also have a Sefer called Divrei Hayomim, which is also like the history of the kings. And some things which are not in Melachim are explained better and brought out differently in Divrei Hayomim. It's important to always get the full story from both. In the Sefer Divrei Hayomim, we find that the king Yoshio tells the Levim the following statement. He told the Levim, "Tnu es arna kodesh bebayis asher bona Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael. It's time to put the oring in the house that Shlomo, the son of David, the king of Yisrael, built. Ein lechem masa bekotif ata if there was Hashem lekechem esam Yisrael." You no longer have to worry about carrying the Arin anywhere. Now focus on serving the Eibishter and Bnei Yisro. Now what is the simple taich of that posik? If you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Lefi pshutoi, what was going on, according to the simple pshat, was that Yoshio was aware that his grandfather and father removed the Arin from the Beis HaMikdash. The Arin belongs in the Beis HaMikdash. So he was telling him, return the Arin to its place. What's its place? The simple taich. In Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was telling him, bring the Arin back from wherever it was taken out from, and take away the Avodah Zorah, and bring back the Arin to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the simple taich of the Pasuk. However, the Gemara says something else. The Gemara says that it was a hint. And he was telling them, don't bring the Arin back to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's time to hide the Arin. Because as the Rambam mentioned, that Shlomo HaMelech Lechatchila built two places for the Arin. One place on top of the ground in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and one place in the bottom of the ground under the Beis HaMikdash. So when he says to return the Arin to the place that Shlomo built, according to the Gemara, it doesn't mean the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It means the underground tunnels that Shlomo HaMelech built. In other words, even before the Churban, King Yoshio is asking that the Arin should be hidden, because he knows by now, because of the story of the Sefer Torah, he knows that the Arin will be captured because the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed. So using his foresight, he hides the Orin under these tunnels. Now, where on the Har HaBayis were these tunnels? So we have a Mishnah in Shkolim. The Mishnah says that in general, when you would come to the Beis HaMikdash, they would bow 13 times. However, they would bow 14 times. Why 14 times? Because by the Dir HaEitzim, they would bow by the Lishkas HaEitzim. Shekein Mesoides Biyodim Aveseyem Sheshama Orin Nignas. Again, the story of Yeshiyahu is right before Chorban Bayis Rishon. So when the Yidden built Bayis Sheni, there already was no Orin. But the Kabbalah was that it was hidden under where the Lishkas HaEitzim was. And therefore, when they would come to that area, they would bow a certain kavod to the Orin. And the Mishnah records, listen to this Mishnah Beis. Ma'isa b'koyin echad, there was a story with a koyin, shoye misaseik, he was cleaning up, he was keeping busy. And he saw that one part of the floor of the Har HaBayis, Beis HaMikdash, was different a little bit than the rest of the floor. And he told his friend, says, come. He was about to tell him something, that I think I found a spot where you can enter the tunnel because something is different over here. And the Gemara and Mishnah says, "At sheyotza nishmosai, he died. V'yeidu biyichud shesham ha'orin nignaz." Everyone understood that somewhere around there is the Orin. So the Orin is under the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the question is, what have there been any research to find the Arden? And what has been, if there are any letters of the Rebbe about people or to people to encourage or discourage the finding of the Arden? And that we will, Mirtz Hashem, talk about in tomorrow's shiur.